she still had 9 more precious minutes to enjoy. The book was one she started on the 1st of December every year, and although its love story was bittersweet, the lingering feeling of hopefulness it left behind was always the perfect start to Daisy's Christmas. She had been carefully rationing her time with the book, but even so she had almost finished it. A few moments later, however, she acknowledged that she would have to wait until the evening to do so, and, reluctantly, she closed the cover, rising to carry her bowl back to the kitchen. Daisy was a tidy creature, so there wasn't much to clear up, but she dutifully ran a sink full of hot water and suds and carefully washed her bowl, spoon, mug, and the measuring jug she had used to add milk to her Weetabix. She had long ago worked out the exact quantity of milk needed to cover her cereal and not a drop more. Once washed, Daisy dried and put away her things before returning to the sitting room to check the fire. She had already relaid it in readiness for that evening, but she checked it again, making sure she had sufficient logs to last her. Another sweep of the room ensured that her book was returned to the small table beside her chair and the cushion on it rearranged to her liking. Finally, once order had been restored, she crossed the room to turn off the twinkling fairy lights on her tree. At 7:45 precisely, Daisy was ready to leave for work. It was still dark when she left the cottage, but in a matter of minutes the sun would peep over the horizon to set the day in motion. The night's clear skies meant that the temperatures had plummeted, leaving a sparkling hoarfrost covering the world outside her door. Every blade of grass, branch and leaf stood out in glittering relief, and the cobwebs that hung from her gate were beaded with diamonds, glittering in the silvery light. Even the canal just beyond it was transformed with a layer of glacé icing. Her steps crunched as she walked, and the icy air seared her chest, but the beauty that surrounded her more than made up for the discomfort. Being outside was when the world made the most sense to Daisy. Time seemed to expand, and she had room to breathe, freed from the anxieties that filled her mind. Fear had no hold over her out here in the wild open space. It was just a short walk to the local town where Daisy worked. Apart from her little cottage, Buchanan's jewellery shop was the only other place where she felt she belonged. Leaving this early in the morning meant that she would arrive there well before opening time, but the quiet moments before the hubbub of the day were precious to her. It was often hard to feel festive after she'd been on her feet all day, dealing with frazzled shoppers, tempers fraying under the pressures of the season. But out in the dark, quiet lanes, with just the dawn for company, Daisy could still savour the thrill this time of year always brought. It hung expectantly in the air, the promise of what was to come always more enjoyable than its arrival. A few more minutes walking brought her to where the towpath disappeared under a bridge, and she climbed the steps up onto the road above, following the route through the quiet streets. The market square was still deserted, but a giant twinkling Christmas tree at one end lent a jolly air until the stallholders arrived to transform it with their bright wares and seasonal good humour. The shops around the square's edge, however, were already glowing with life, their windows enticing with warm light and splashes of bright colour against the dark buildings and pavements. Some were gaudy and garish, others restrained and elegant, but Daisy loved them all. She had grown up around them, and they were like old friends, comforting and familiar. She turned a corner, seeing the familiar dark shape of the fine red-bricked Georgian building where Buchanan stood. The double-fronted shop had been there for longer than most people in the town could remember, its woodwork still painted a rich cherry colour, the ornate curlicues above the door arches picked out in gold relief. Daisy had always thought that these small details set it apart from its plainer neighbours. The imposing front door was recessed between deep bay windows, displaying a big brass No. 7 and matching letterbox, which had both been polished until they gleamed. It was a job Daisy undertook every Monday morning, along with cleaning the windows so that the gold and diamonds, emeralds, sapphires and rubies they displayed sparkled even more brightly. She had worked there for the past 8 years, ever since she was 17 and Beatrice Buchanan had taken her in and given her a reason to get up in the morning. Because Buchanan's was a place where magic still happened, where young lovers bought rings to cement their union, or where grey-haired men came in search of something to tell their wives, "I'm still in love with you, even after all these years." The jewellery that Buchanan sold was too ostentatious for Daisy's tastes, but what she did love were the stories.